is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up anything you would like at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com, joining you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
So, to start things out, of course, we'll take your phone calls about anything, but to get things rolling here, there's a story that I've been mentioning over the past couple days, because we do this show during the week as well. And if you don't get the show on the weeknights on your local radio station, give them a call and say thanks to the program director for airing the Saturday show, and then ask for the weekday show. But I haven't been able to actually get to this because we've been just loaded up with phone calls, and so I want to make sure I get a chance. So here we go. From LouRockwell.com's William Norman Grigg, about a man who served the government in the form of the military and then was executed by the very same government. Not the military, but the police, the other militaristic branch of the United States
government. One of their sub-governments.
Yeah, exactly. So, and it kind of brings up the question, before I get into the story, it kind of brings up the question. You hear frequently people who are the veterans who support the military, because a lot of veterans are less than happy with their experience in the military and are very critical, in point of fact, of the military. But there's some that are they're still ecstatic about the military and their experience there. And they like to put forth certain phrases like, we fought for your freedom, or I fought for your freedom. And just what freedoms are left anyway? If you fought for freedom, specifically, what freedoms did you fight for? For which freedoms did you fight? 1-800-259-9231, because it doesn't seem like there really are that many freedoms in this country. I mean, okay, yeah, you can compare
this is
it.
This one of the freest countries in the world.
That's another one. You can compare it to the other countries.
No,
in
people
the world.
Will say this is the freest country in the world, and that's wrong.
No, that's not. That's right.
It's demonstrably wrong. But
it's maybe in the top 10.
It's in the top 10.
But it's not toward the top of the top 10.
But when you start looking at press freedom, it's really not.
What's that one? At like 70-something?
I'd have to go look through the lists, but there's a bunch of them.
So just what freedom are you fighting for? Certainly it's not the freedom to control your own body, as this particular Marine believed that he could. Jose Garena survived 2 combat tours of Iraq, only to become a casualty of the regime's longest war, the one waged against its domestic subjects in the name of drug prohibition. The former Marine was slaughtered by a SWAT team during a May 5th assault on his home in Arizona. Garena's wife, Vanessa, heard a noise outside the couple's home near Tucson at about 9 a.m. Jose, who had just gone to bed after pulling a 12-hour shift at a local mine, suspected, and correctly as it turned out, that his family was being threatened by an armed criminal gang. Grabbing his AR-15, Garena instructed his wife and 4-year-old son to hide in the closet while he confronted the intruders. According to Mrs. Guerrera, the stormtroopers from the Pima County Regional SWAT team never identified themselves as police. They simply stormed into the home and started shooting. I saw this guy pointing at me at the window, Vanessa recalled in a television interview, she said. So I got scared and I got like, please don't shoot, I have a baby. I put my baby down and I put the bag in the window and I yell, Jose, Jose, wake up. A deputy's bullet struck the side of the doorway, causing chips of wood to fall on his shield, recounts the Arizona Daily Star, paraphrasing an account provided by Pima County Sheriff's Office functionary Michael O'Connell, or O'Connor, rather. That prompted some members of the team to think that the deputy had been shot. Now, Guerna never fired a shot. The marauders who invaded his home never fired no fewer than 71. As is standard procedure in such events, the invaders, the police, claimed that... And he's changed the spelling of this man's name from Guerna. Anyway, Guerna had fired on the officers as he had every moral and legal right to do. Of course, it may be moral and legal, but that doesn't mean that you're going to live through the process.
The Indiana Supreme Court has just ruled this week that there is, under no circumstances, one allowed to protect one's home from a person with a badge.
I'd like to talk more about that in a moment because it certainly relates here. Neither Jose nor his wife, remember, he didn't fire a single shot, had a criminal history of any kind. The attack on their home was described as a narcotics enforcement operation, but there are no reports that narcotics were found at the residence, even though the invaders reportedly seized, that is, stole, something that belonged to the victim. Now, Tucson is notorious for home invasions, and we didn't want it to look like that, insisted the bureaucrat spokesperson for the Pima County Sheriff's Office, exhibiting the dull-witted refusal to acknowledge the obvious that typifies tax feeders of his station. He also maintained that the death squad went lights and sirens and we absolutely did not do a no-knock warrant, a claim refuted by the only surviving witness, Vanessa Garena.
And, you know, it's going to be, it seems to me difficult to imagine that this veteran who's just gotten home from a couple of tours or whatever takes his AR-15 and he's going out and to confront a group of
a squad of cops.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make much sense. And did we find out that, so many of these stories I've read, did we find out that this is the wrong address that they're at again?
No, that was not mentioned here.
Okay.
So I believe they have the correct address. Such details are morally inconsequential since there was no reason, apart from the institutional vanity of the sheriff's office and the indecent eagerness of the armored adolescents who compose its SWAT team, to conduct a paramilitary raid to serve a routine search warrant. "I never imagined I would lose him like that," said his wife. "He was badly injured, but I never thought he could be killed by the police after he served his country." By the way, the Marine died on his feet, rifle in hand, and his face to an unexpected enemy. The grim but unavoidable truth is this: we shouldn't be at all surprised that a regime capable of sending Americans abroad to terrorize Iraqis in their homes would employ the same state terrorism against Americans here at home. And that's from William Norman Gregg over at LouRockwell.com.
There are 5.5 SWAT raids per day that go on in the United States.
Gee, is that all?
The vast majority of those are going on for drug raids.
Yeah, probably 5.4 of them are drug raids.
I would suspect that it's probably even higher than that. I mean, otherwise, what are they going to get? They're getting some, you know, kidnapper or murderer who's in their house. And, you know, I feel like that's a legitimate thing. You know, somebody's in a house, they're holding somebody hostage. That's what a SWAT team's for. But so many of these are...
That's what it originally was intended for.
That's what the idea is,
and
it seems to me.
Mission creep, or whatever you want to call it, where the government creates a program, and then down the road it ends up doing all kinds of different things that originally were never intended for it.
Serving warrants and things like that, you know, these no-knock raids in order to keep somebody from flushing a bag of cocaine or marijuana down their toilet. You know, so many family members. I mean, we read stories like this constantly where somebody's gotten it.
We don't share them as often as we get them. There are a lot of, like, the guy that got shot in the head for trying to flush marijuana down his toilet. We never actually even got into the details on that story.
You really have to ask yourself, I mean, what... If there's a bunch of noise at your door, you don't know what's going on. And by the way, it's been done since forever. Is it the Valentine's Day massacre that occurred in Gangland, Chicago in the mid-30s or whatever, where the guys came in...
During Prohibition?
During Prohibition, where the rival gang comes in dressed as cops, gets the guys up against the wall and just mows them down. This has been done since forever.
Yeah.
I spent 9 years in prison, and I can tell you that these guys, that their tactics are to the convicts. Their tactics are to say police 5-0 or whatever. Mm-hmm. They claim to be the police when they do these things. So even when somebody yells police,
doesn't mean it's true.
That doesn't mean it's true. The idea, it seems to me, of this country was that every man was a sovereign and that his castle was his home.
Mm.
And if it wasn't for this silly drug war, you wouldn't have situations like this.
I'd love to get your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Is this what you mean when you say things like, "I fought for your freedom"? Oh, yeah? How about my freedom to just enjoy a nice night with my wife without having the door busted in and an armed group of men coming in shouting and shooting at me? That'd be a nice freedom. I'd like that one. How about my freedom to control my body and to decide what it is that I put in it? That's a nice freedom. I would like to have that one, but I don't. And you don't either. And just because the SWAT team hasn't broken into your home yet doesn't mean that they won't. Whether they got the right or the wrong address in this case is immaterial. The point is they came into someone's home, and they killed an innocent man. They killed somebody who had not harmed another person, at least in this country. Who knows what he did in Iraq? 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, and whether they found drugs or not is also immaterial to the discussion. They didn't find any drugs, but even if they'd found 20 pounds of cocaine, it still wouldn't have he still wouldn't have deserved to be shot to death. 1-800-259-9231. What freedom? It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Take control of the airwaves.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster. holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take one weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He looks 5 years younger.
He doesn't fall asleep at his desk like he used to.
He no longer drinks those energy drinks all day.
He used to be gloomy. Now he's upbeat.
He obviously has lost weight.
He's now drinking Moringa in the Morning from BigJoe.us. Moringa is a delicious, all-organic, 100% bioavailable blend from the Miracle Moringa tree, considered by many to be the most nutrient-rich plant ever discovered. Moringa in the Morning will suppress cravings for junk food and energy drinks and make you feel like a kid again. Drink Moringa in the Morning, available from BigJoe.us. That's BigJoe.us. Vibrant health is just a click or call away at BigJoe.us or 800-503-0515. 800-503-0515. That's 800-503-0515. Drink Moringa in the Morning.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there completely free. Our Shrine of Female Listeners is included. Dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they're listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see it. And if you're a lady listener, get details on how to become part of the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy. And the taxes that you have to pay for them feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and No smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at vaporstation.com. Use coupon code FTL and get 5% off their already low prices at vaporstation.com.
Correction, Mark. We were talking about freedoms, and we didn't have any information in front of us. You did some digging there during the break about press freedoms as far as where the United States ranks among the world in regards to press freedom. I mean, it should rank pretty high considering the First Amendment, freedom of the press, but as it turns out, it's...
Number 20.
Number 20 of all the entire world. Yeah. So I was way off in my guess. But
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of European countries way ahead.
Right. So it really, you only have the freedom of press in this country as far as it's convenient for the government. So, like, for instance, recently we've had cameras barred from a courtroom where they had their precious undercover agents that were testifying, and so therefore we couldn't have any cameras in there.
Well, you can have your cameras barred from a court anytime the guy in the robe says so.
I mean,
if you were living in a free country, it would seem that you would be able to hold its bureaucrats responsible for their actions inside of a courtroom.
Even outside
but
the courtroom,
you can't.
Right, even outside the courtroom, we've got people who are arrested for trying to video the police in public places. One of our listeners is facing 6 years in prison now in Florida, John Kurtz in the Orlando area. He's going to trial on that on Monday.
Now, there's people all over the United States right now facing felony charges in some cases around the United States for videotaping people who public servants on public property while they're working on public time.
So, by the way, there's a little bit extra to this story that we were sharing with you from LouRockwell.com's William Norman Grigg about the SWAT team that murdered an Iraq veteran, Jose Guerena, in his home near Tucson. Not only did they bust in without identifying themselves and just start shooting, 71 shots at least. By the way, Guerena did not shoot one. Not only did they do that and murder this man, but also... according to Tucson's ABC affiliate KGUN, they also kept a medical team waiting for more than an hour as the 26-year-old father bled to death and then sent them away. After the fatal fusillade, Vanessa, his wife, pleaded with the SWAT team to call for medical assistance. And rather than doing so, they held help at bay until their victim was dead, supposedly in the interest of officer security or officer safety or whatever. This is, of course, one of the big things with the police departments, the reason why they didn't go into Columbine right away. They set up outside and waited for a while because officer safety,
get off.
Right, officer safety is the most paramount thing when it comes to the police. Not protecting you. That's just what they say. What they do is something else completely different.
I think there are, and I know that there are police officers out there that would throw themselves in front of a bullet if they had the opportunity. However, it is policy that they... you know, set up cordon off areas and set up, I mean, obviously this guy should have gotten medical attention. Clearly.
Right. What security excuse did he have in this case?
Was his one-year-old going to pick up the gun and then fight back? I mean, he's lying there. He's been, how many shots did they fire
71
at him?
71 at least.
You know, even 71 shots fired at him. Oh, maybe 10% of them hit. Who knows? Seven shots at him. The guy's down.
KGUN requested the emergency call records for Drexel Heights Fire Rescue. The 911 call center notified Drexel Heights at 9:43 in the morning. The unit arrived 2 minutes later at 9:45. So the
response time.
EMTs were doing their job, but deputies told rescue workers to stay put. That's standard. Be sure they won't walk into danger. But they waited until 10:59. Then they heard the radio call code 900. That means they were no longer needed because the person was dead. 1 hour and 14 minutes had transpired. Drexel Heights indicates they were never allowed to even examine Jose Guerena. Let's go to you and your phone calls. What freedoms? Because military, again, Jose Guerena was a Marine, U.S. Marine, served two tours in Iraq, comes home, murdered by the police in a drug raid. By the way, they didn't find any drugs. Not that it would matter if they did. But let's go to you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. Is this what the Marines are fighting for? This kind of freedom? 1-800-259-9231 to Jake, listening in Somersville to WSC-FM.
Hey.
Hey, Jake, in South Carolina. What's up?
Hey, I just had a thought that I'd like to share with you, and that's with some of the stuff that's going on in the Middle East where the U.S. is supporting the governments in place and, in some instances, the ones who are revolting. If you turn the tables on that and take a look at our own nation that's slowly boiling up to some type of revolt, everybody knows it. everybody that you can talk to on the streets and have a conversation with. You're talking about all the ammo and guns that everybody's saving up, and what's it for? It's for the revolt that's coming. Well,
I always wonder about this, because who's going to lead it? How would it go? I mean, you know, I agree that tyranny is increasing in the United States, and I agree that Americans generally won't like that, but they do seem to be a docile beast. I mean, you know, they put up with progressively more and more tyranny throughout the years. I don't know when and if something like this could happen, but I just always wonder who's going to lead it. Certainly not the media. They're not going to get the information out.
It's a good question, and I do agree with you that we're docile because we have our refrigerators full, our cable TV and air conditioning homes and so on. But there will be a trigger point, so to speak, and it's coming. And everybody's aware of it, but nobody knows exactly when.
Well, I have to say I don't support the idea of a violent revolution.
I think that if you have a violent revolution, likely the guy who leads the violent revolution is the guy who's going to be in charge, and then you just have another
killer,
putting a dictator.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it either, nor do I advocate it, but you can see that it's on the way. And that's
why the tyranny's on the way, and I do believe that that when tyranny comes, that revolutions follow.
Well, and you're right that people are going to get hungrier because food prices are going up, gas prices are going up, and as gas prices increase, the price of everything increases.
Just about broke. What's going to happen when those 40 million Americans are on food stamps? I mean, that's what's keeping the docility going. Everybody's got full tummies.
The handouts.
And a cell phone.
So when it occurs, if some other nation, such as Russia or somewhere else, supports the revolters, just as we're doing in other countries right now, what can we say about it?
What can we say about it? What do you mean by that?
In other words, we're in Libya right now. The situation there, where the U.S. is supporting those who are revolting against their standing government. What can we say about it if another nation comes in and targets the U.S. because they're supporting those who revolt against our legitimate government?
Well, I don't know if it's legitimate. I mean, I'm not sure what legitimate even means.
Well, he's just drawing a parallel here, and I think that it's an interesting one. I mean, what do you like the idea of foreign nations, especially ones that we've been taught throughout our lives are bad foreign nations? Do you like the idea of those nations supporting a revolt in this country?
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Well, I know that Russia Today, the cable network, news network, is
RT.
Supported by the Russian government.
That's
and
right.
They are doing a very good job at sowing the seeds of dissent in this country. So I fully support that. Not violence. I don't support violence. But free speech designed to break down the U.S. government? All in favor of it.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you'd like. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we give you the features on the site for free, features including the news updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to do that. News.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for email updates or Twitter or Facebook. Once again, news.freetalklive.com is totally free.
It's hard to listen to talk radio and even television these days without seeing gold ads out there. There's lots of ads for gold on the radio. And, you know, I think it's a great idea for people to get gold and silver into their hands, the stuff they can possess, not just the stuff they have on paper. But it's important to buy at the best price you can, because that's how you make money. You buy low, you sell high, whether it's stocks or gold or real estate or whatever. We've designed a site. It's gold.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with Midas Resources, one of the gold purveyors out there. And we our goal is to get gold and silver into your hands and get it to you at the lowest prices possible. I want you to go to gold.freetalklive.com and check out the rates there before you buy anything else. Please go check the other guys. The coins that are there are intended that you can compare between other places. They're common coins. They don't have much numismatic value. They're intended to get gold and silver into your hands, not to be collector's items or anything. Go check it out, gold.freetalklive.com, and please get some gold and silver. It's going to continue to go up. That's my guess.
All right, 800-259-9231. As we continue here, you can, of course, bring up anything you'd like. Let's talk. We're talking, though, generally about the police state and raids on various different people who are accused of drug dealing or drug possession. In this case, it's actually a former Marine, someone who spent 2 years in, two tours in Iraq, came back home and had the police SWAT team raid his house at 9 in the morning. And the police fired 71 shots. He fired zero. And they came in, apparently, and without announcing who they were.
I think it's an important part of the story.
They murdered this man. And then they prevented, to add insult to injury, they prevented the paramedics from showing up
An
hour.
You can sort of understand why a SWAT team would mow down a guy who has an AR-15 in his hands. But one has to ask themselves, why is that SWAT team there? And doesn't a man have a right to come out of his house with a weapon in his hand if he believes that his house is under siege by some group of people that he doesn't know, some unnamed group of people?
1-800-259-9231 to your phone calls, your thoughts. Alex is in Tampa listening to WFLA. Hello, Alex. You're on Free Talk Live at the Inn & Mark.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
On
a separate note, actually, I was at I was in Orlando last night where for John Kurtz they had a little bit of a little, you know, recognition, kind of help him out a little bit to make sure that everything was going to go well for Monday and rally the troops to make sure the court's going to be a good presence. So just to give you guys an update on that.
Great. John Kurtz, by the way, for those that don't know, is the activist who recorded the police in public in Orlando, was arrested for it, and has now been charged with various different, I think some felonies, actually, as a matter of fact, for doing the right thing and recording these criminal cops.
Yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing is that same police officer actually arrested a Channel 13 film photographer there,
yep.
Reporter there, for doing basically the same thing. So he's,
yep.
At least he's consistent with all the media.
Well, it's becoming more and more common in America for you know, major news organization reporters to be arrested for filming.
It's true.
Police officers and, you know, standing on public areas.
And the cops get away with it, of course. I mean, the fact that this cop was able to arrest a news reporter like that and continue on in the same role, the same job, just goes to show that these people are completely unaccountable, which is one of the reasons why it's important to record them in the first place. Anyway, go ahead with the reason you're calling tonight.
Well, the reason I was calling was I think when you have young people and they sign up to join the military, that in their mind that they are fighting for, you know, for people's freedoms. And I think what you're starting to see now, I don't think that it's the vast majority, but I think you are starting to see a very active minority of people that when they get back, they actually have a better understanding. And what they're seeing here in America, they actually have a better understanding as to that they really do need to be fighting for freedoms, but they weren't doing it over there, that they need to actually start doing it over here in America. And I think you're starting to see that. And a lot of people, like here in Florida, a lot of them are prior military or prior law enforcement, and they have fully embraced, you know, liberty and freedom, and they now understand it and get it. So I think you're starting to see that, and I think that's only going to be a sign of more things to come, especially when instances like that, like what you're speaking about tonight, actually come to light, where they're saying, you know, this guy didn't do anything wrong, and in their mind they're going to go, this guy was, you know, he tried to defend the country, and to see that they're just going to go after him like they go after anybody else, you're going to see a lot more people that were prior military and prior law enforcement rise up against the government that is doing these things.
It's unfortunate, though, that it sometimes takes horrible incidents like this for some people to wake up and get a clue. Thanks for the call tonight, Alex. Appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts. At 800-259-9231, we go to an anonymous caller on the line here, calling from somewhere, I don't know. Anonymous,
Florida.
You're in Florida. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hi. My hand is actually kind of shaking because this hits on a couple of different levels. Can you hear me okay? Because it sounds like I'm breaking up.
Yeah, you sound fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I did two deployments to Iraq. My first one was in 2004. My second one was in 2007. I got hurt on my first one and then hurt again on my second. And on my second one, my wife, she left me and I was medically retired. Well, I was basically homeless, living out of my car, and one of the things that wasn't taken from me was, one, my car, two, the clothes on my back, and three, my collection of firearms. And somebody saw those in my car, called the police, and they rolled in deep because they basically knew that I was an ex-veteran, you know, homeless, living out of his car with, you know, a bunch of guns. And whoever called the police told the police that I was talking about murder-suicide. So when they came in, they already knew what they were going to do.
Hmm.
And off I went. And there was absolutely nothing I could do about it. Even though in the state that I was in at the time, it was completely legal. You don't need a concealed weapons permit to have firearms in your car. It's a state out west, and even within the city, it was completely against the law what they did. And
but they got away with it.
Oh, but they got away with it. They were more concerned about the fact that I might be a disgruntled Iraq veteran with firearms and suffering from PTSD. And because I was on all kinds of medications for my injuries that I got in Iraq, they looked at me as more of a, as somebody along the lines of what you would see in, like, Virginia Tech or, you know, something
a maniac.
Like that. So, yeah, a maniac.
Yeah.
And even I was living.
How did you survive this encounter? I mean, with the cops all ready to pull a trigger, how did you end up living through this?
Well, they showed up, and I was actually in class at the time. I was going to a little private vocational school that was funded through the VA. Mm-hmm. And it was actually the day of final exams. I had a job lined up the very next day.
Shoot. And can you imagine you're at finals? I'm sure they didn't get you when you're done with the test either, right?
No, I graduated.
Oh, thank goodness.
I actually got my diploma. No, the school, the owner of the school, I gave them credit. They did what they had to do. It was just later on they said we didn't know that the authorities were going to take it that far. You know, we thought that they were just going to take them, talk to them, find out what the deal was, and then everything. No, they came in, and before they knew it, you know, I was having an anxiety attack because I was in the back of a police car 1 minute, and I'm you know, sitting there enjoying my last day of class and my coffee, and the next minute I'm having to explain to the cops why I have, you know, why I'm living out of my car and why I have guns in it. And
it's a scary story, man.
I have to explain those things.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate you sharing that. I know it wasn't easy. 800-259-9231. Is that the freedom that you were fighting for if you were in the military? 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for Boomers and Beyond.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line live Saturday show. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website. You can go there and get interactive in various different ways. We've got a variety of different features there for you. And unlike those other talk show hosts in the business, we don't charge you for the websites. You can just go and get interactive and enjoy. But if you do want to support the show with some sort of financial incentives, we have different ways for you to do that. And there's a brand new one that has just been announced. Bitcoin. You can now send a Bitcoin contribution if for whatever reason you actually want to get rid of your Bitcoins. You can now do it, and we'll tell you more about Bitcoin here in a little bit on the program. But that is available. Plus, we've got, of course, the AMP program that allows you to contribute $3 a month to the show to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. We're closing in on the 100-station mark, which is a big deal for us. So you can help make that happen by going
to... And don't forget all the perks you get.
That's right. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get some perks like access to the AMP-only phone lines, the AMP-only forum, as well as podcasts. Go and get the details and get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com.
Ruger has some exciting new offerings for this model year. The LC9 is a slightly larger cousin to the very popular LCP. It's compact, has numerous safety features, a three-dot sight system, and Ruger always has and always will mean rugged. The Ruger LC9, the next handgun you must own. Made in America and made for you, Ruger.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here with your calls about what you want. Rusty is listening to KFNA in Abilene, Texas. Rusty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. We're really glad to have you down in Texas. You guys aren't the typical talk show host guys.
Certainly not.
And I just wanted to... inform everyone. A lot of the things that are going on right now, like with the raid and the murder out in Tucson, not to try and plug his material, but George Carlin talked a lot about things like this happening a long time ago, and not just things like this. Also things like the backlash with the quote-unquote cult of parenting, things like that. But, you know, one of the things that he was pretty big on, and you can read this in just about any one of the three books that he wrote, was that Americans are docile, like, you know, you and you guys and one of your previous callers talked about, and they are all too willing to give up more and more of their freedoms for the illusion of safety. And it's horrifying. I live actually right on the fence of a very large Air Force base. And I'm not kidding. My house is about 100 yards from a runway where B-1 bombers take off. And it's scary. I don't want to let my son near it because I'm afraid it's frightening. You know, especially when you see things going on like with the Tucson case, it's scary to think about.
I'm a little lost at what you're saying here. You're saying you don't want your son to go near the Air Force base?
Well, we do have an MP that patrols our neighborhood regularly, but it's not so much that. It's just it's extremely frightening to think.
It being what? I'm sorry, what is frightening? The Air Force base or something else?
Well, no, the thought of how easily it can all be taken away, as with the case in Tucson. Now, how quickly someone can, you know, mess up.
You're talking about the killer? You're talking about the Tucson killer?
No, he's talking
about his situation here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Right. Okay, you're talking about the case we were discussing earlier in the hour where the Marine veteran was iced by the police department there, the SWAT team, because they believed he had some drugs. So, yeah, that's what's scary to you. I see.
A lot of big news coming up, Tucson.
I totally understand where you're coming from, and it can happen to you. And I think that there are a lot of people that are listening out there thinking, well, I don't do drugs, so I'm fine. But there have been so many stories where people who
apparently this guy didn't either. The cops didn't find any drugs in
his
house.
Correct. But in many cases, they'll just get the wrong address, or they'll get the right address, but they get the wrong house on the property. Or there are all kinds of stories where people have been murdered by the police in these police raids simply because the police botched it up. They screwed up some detail. Or, in this case, they got the details right, but the guy didn't have any drugs anyway. And even if he did have drugs, it's still a scary situation because people should be free to control their bodies, don't you think?
Yes, I think so. Now, you know, it's kind of funny. About 2 years ago, a friend of mine was involved in a... Well, it was counted as a felony theft. He was involved in stealing a canoe, and he was actually in town visiting me. He lives in a larger city, and he got a call from one of his neighbors that there was a full SWAT team at his house. There were
over
people
a
on
canoe.
Over a canoe.
That's incredible.
There were people on his roof. They kicked his door in, broke his door, and scared his mother half to death.
Well, he should leave people's canoes alone, but that does sound like a huge overreaction.
Yeah. Rusty, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight. I appreciate you sharing that at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. These guys are adrenaline junkies, a lot of them are. The police, especially the ones that are attracted to the SWAT team side of police work, they are drug addicts themselves. They're just addicted to a more natural version called adrenaline, where they get into these dangerous, life-threatening situations. Of course, not that their lives were being threatened over some guy that stole a canoe. Can you imagine someone stealing a canoe and then holing up in his house with a machine gun and like, come on, coppers, come and get it.
Doesn't make much sense.
Yeah, it seems pretty unlikely. But nonetheless, they like to get themselves all psyched up and pumped up to go on these operations. And Barry Cooper from NeverGetBusted.com will tell you about this because he did it. He did that kind of stuff. He did things as a police officer just to get an adrenaline rush. And so that's what they're doing. They're using every excuse they can.
I don't know what they're doing at every time, but I would say that some of them are doing it for that reason.
They're using every excuse they can to come into people's homes and do these SWAT team raids. Completely unnecessary. Completely unnecessary show of force in this particular case. I mean, the guy's got a canoe. You can wait for him to leave, go to work, and then pull him over and do what you need to do.
Right. What I want from my policing organization, I want them to de-escalate situations. I want them to handle situations in the least violent way possible. Because if you shoot bullets at a bad guy, at some point or another, in this guy's instance, how many bullets did they shoot at him? 70 or 90?
71 at least.
71 bullets were shot at this guy. I mean, you're pretty lucky that none of those bullets landed in somebody else.
Right, in a neighborhood. I mean, could go through walls, etc. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, his wife was hiding throughout this entire thing with their child in a closet. So it very well could have gone through one of those walls.
A couple of walls into the closet, yeah. catch the baby up the side of the head. That's it.
It's not unheard of.
No.
There have been stories where children, wives, and dogs and cats have been
dogs
killed.
Are common.
Yeah.
Well, they shoot the dogs on purpose.
Right,
I mean, you can go to policebrutality.info and you can see, you know, there's a video of a cop just shooting a dog that's sitting in the street.
Yeah. In fact, in a lot of cases, the police will actually shoot a dog for the purpose of attempting to get the owner to react in a violent manner. So, for instance, if the owner's acting cool and not going crazy, not you know, going off on the cops, not jumping at them, not trying to attack them, then they might attempt to instigate something by shooting a dog or threatening to shoot a dog. In that case, they're expecting that the owner may snap at that moment, because who doesn't love their dogs, right? I mean, most people do. And
you don't have the dog around just so you can kick it.
Right. Threatening an innocent animal is a way to really get somebody's blood flowing and get them angry and get them to jump at a cop so the cops then have the excuse to shoot the human. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's continue with Joshua listening in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, to WGMD-FM. Hello, Joshua.
Hello. How you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I heard the story about the Marine who was gunned down maliciously by the police, and it reminded me of something that happened in our American history not too long ago. And I'm not trying to bring up the past or justify this man, but this all reminds me of Osama bin Laden and what they did to him. They rushed in there. They had attack dogs. They could have easily brought him down. He was unarmed. They could have detained him.
I mean, as I understand, they had him actually, they had him in custody, and according to his daughter, which, you're going to believe every bit of the story coming from the United States government, I suppose somebody who's there, her story is as good as anybody, that he was on his knees. I mean, they executed a guy on his knees. Pop, pop, one in the head, one in the heart.
I haven't even heard that.
In a room that had no bullets, so it's not like there was a gunfight going on.
Right, and he was completely unarmed, and he didn't hold his wife hostage or any of that stuff that they first initially had said. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Hour number two is coming up here. Plenty of time for your thoughts on whatever you want at 800-259-9231. Also, let's talk about that Castle Doctrine or the idea of resisting illegal police raids here in a moment. So, apparently some news about that.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes feed the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.